All right, good work. We're going back to Siman Shina in Ches. We're up to Siv Gimel to make a Hazara on Siv Aleph and Siv Beis. The Yisaidus of Mazik, Adam Mu'ud Loilam Bein Shegek, Bein Mezid, Bein Oynes. The Din of Oynes, Adam Mu'ud Loilam, is Makleikas Rishonim. The Ramban holds Adam Mu'ud Loilam is literally loylam, even if it's oynis gama, afiluk is sa'ara shel elyo. Now other rishonim, some say only chayiv if it's ke'en gneva v'aveda ba oynis gama, you'd be potter. And then Taisis, in a few places, says that it's only if it's oynis ke'en aveda, but already in oynis ke'en gneva, that targa of oynis, already adam is potter. The Ramah clearly is mechalek, and the Ramah says, davka she'en oynis gama, the mechaber doesn't differentiate between the dargas of Oynes. However, we know that the Beis Eitz, the Kesem Mishnah, holds like these Rishonim, and Oynes Gomid V'Yipato, and the Shach in Sivkot and Aleph, the Shach says that the Ramah Shri said Yesh Oymrim, because from the Loshna Marambam and Mechabez Masha, the Ein Chilik, they are Chayv and Oynes Gomid. That means, according to the Shach, he has a Mechaba, or seemingly a Mechaba holds a Yechayfa, a Filo Oynes Gomid. But again, the Ramah clearly doesn't hold like that. Even in the Mechshit is a mechaba, like we pointed out, the Kesem Mishnah didn't say that, the Kesem Mishnah is the mechaba, and we're going to see Yad Hashem tonight from cases in Siv Gimel and Siv Vav, that the Be'er Gro points out, Tila Ladova points out, that Avada, even the mechaba holds that you're part of, it's an Oynes Goma. Not every single Oynes is a Mazach Chayiv. L'didam, we go with Ramah anyway, so Grada, you would be part on an Oynes Goma. And you go with the Ramah, for sure, and you put on Oynes Gomer. And Pashas, it means the Daga like Taisa, that you only chay for Aveda, but even for Gneva, you put. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down. Okay, let's start Siv Gimel, and we'll play it out. Hay Oyle Basula, Mechaba gives an example. If you're climbing up a ladder, V'nishmat HaShliva Mitachtav, one of the steps of the ladder falls down, V'nofal, and he falls, V'hizik, and because of that, he's Mazik. Im loy haysim hudek, it's B'chazaka. If that step, the rung of the ladder, was not fastened properly, strongly, chayiv, it's chayiv. V'mhoysa chazaka, but if it was strong, umuhudekes, and it was properly fastened, v'nishpata, and then it fell out, oysha hisliya, or that rung of the ladder became rotted, and that's why it broke, hareze pata, shezu maki b'dei shemayimhu v'chen kolk t'yaitza b'zeh. So here you have a mechaba. The mechaba is differentiating between the case. If it was mudekas b'chazaka, if it was fastened properly, so then you're going to be potter. The first case, malohi is mudekas b'chazaka, you'd be chayiv. If it wasn't mudekas yafa, so then you shouldn't have been climbing on such a shvacha ladder, so you're achroi for that. However, if it was fastened properly, oisha slia, and it rotted, that was why it broke, or it was nishmata, then you would be potter. So like I said, here you have a mefush mechaba, Siv Gimel, here's a mefush mechaba, that not every time you chayiv, you're going to have a case that you're going to be potter, which mechaba calls a zum makke b'dei shemayim hu. Sorry? I guess you can tell how it broke, how it fell. You'll see what the problem was. Maybe you'll have Adam to testify that it was a bad ladder, it was a shvaka ladder to begin with. So Sli, I didn't have to expect that it was rotted inside. It was something that wasn't noticeable on the outside, so I didn't have to entertain. We're going to see about Sli, there could be a different case. But Pasha, that's the case. The case is that on the outside it looked good, and it came out that it was rotted inside, so that is an oinus. Wherever it was, it doesn't differentiate. He fell. He was climbing on the side of his house trying to fix a shingle or whatever it is, and he fell down and hurt somebody, Bishus Harabi. Whatever the case is. So if he was at fault using a bad ladder, he'd be chayiv. But if it was a good ladder, for some reason, an oinus happened that he fell, he'd be potter because it's a makke b'dei shemayim. So the Aruch HaShulchan already is bothered by this problem. The Shach and Sivkot Aleph just says that the Mechaba holds a yechayiv for every oinus. What's he going to do over here? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's why the Mechaba Lake Sus Shezu Maki B'dei Shemayim Hu. That Kilo, that even though a person Odomud Loilam is even for Einis Gomor, but when it's a Maki B'dei Shemayim, that's Cholok. A Maki B'dei Shemayim, he's going to be Potter. Rokushan doesn't exactly explain how to be makir b'dei shemayim, but he says it's a makir b'dei shemayim that's different. Why can every oynus gama be a makir b'dei shemayim? I don't know. Then to boot, he has to say that when it says the case of sheisliya, which it says is pata, he said, I mean, if it's liya, look how you're going to be kaif. If you hold that you're kaif for oynus gama, you're going to have to be kaif for his liya. That's not a makir b'dei shemayim. So he has to be magia the makaber, and he says it's talking about the case of lo yisliya. That means it should be like this: from Haisa Chazaku Muhudekes Venishbata Imloy Hisliya Hareze Pata. Instead of Oishesli, he has Imloy Hisli Hareze Pata. Why are you using a ladder which has a faulty? All right, the Aruch HaShulchan is not mazmin so much, but his bechlal is not magde. What he called what's considered makir b'dei shemayim? Right here, I guess. All right, I leave it up to you. A suggestion for the Aruch HaShulchan, what he means by makir b'dei shemayim, he says another case, the Sif Ches, he has another example. We had discussed last time, there's a Taz, that shot in the tour, when you have a Ruach Sheinu Metzuya that takes a person and throws him off the roof, over the fence, and he hurts somebody, that would be the case, that you'd be potter. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, could be even the Rambam, this sheet would be Maidi potter, because that's also makir b'dei shemayim. Doesn't exactly, again, be Magda Y, but we now know that there are two examples of Magda Dei Shemayim. He's being thrown over a gather on your roof, or this case, that you're climbing up a ladder and somehow the rung of the ladder fell out. A suggestion, but again, it's only a suggestion, I have no right to this, is that it could be that whenever a person does a mazik, he plays an active role in the hezik, he's mazik, and you want to be mazik, even b'day, even b'oynus gomah, that he's going to be chayiv. But here, when he fell off the ladder, he wasn't mazik at all. He just lagar from any other weight, any other item. It didn't have to be him. He's just a chayfitz right now, falling off the ladder or falling off the roof and hitting somebody. So if he had the right to climb that ladder and he had the right to climb to go on that roof, because he didn't have to entertain that something was going to happen, because that would be only the oynus gama, he'd fall off the roof, only by a ruach sheinu metzuya. So he had a right to go onto the roof. And now that he fell off the roof and he was mazik, he was only a chayfetz that was being mazik. He was thrown off the roof and fell on somebody. He didn't hurt somebody physically himself when he came down. It was his weight that the Rebbein Shalom picked him up with a ruach and threw him down. When he was climbing the ladder and he fell off the ladder, and on his way down, he wasn't punching the guy. He fell off and he was a weight, and that weight hurt somebody. So that could be is what we consider a makir b'dei shemayim, is because he didn't play any active role. He was just like an inanimate object. He was just standing there and the wind picked him up and hurt him, or used him to hurt somebody else. He was just the tool to hurt somebody else. It was a makkah. The Rebbein Shalom wanted that makkah to take place. The Rebbein Shalom hit the nizik. He didn't hit the nizik. I'm suggesting that he didn't hit the nizik because he didn't do anything. It was the Rebbein Shalom who took him with the wind or whatever it was, with the ladder, with gravity, and made him be mazik. Again, it was only a suggestion. But Lemaise's bottom line is even though it's a nice shot maybe to get out of to answer up the shak, but Pashas, like I said, we have the Ramah anyway, and Pashas Mechaba holds like that too, that for an Oynus Gama you'd be potter. And then you could read the Mechaba simply, that Stam, it's Oynus Gama. Also, you don't have to be Magi or Ishe Yisliya. The Aruch HaShulchan Sagot to say it means Shalo Yisliya. If you look, the Bi'a Gro Taka says it, and Bi'a Gro in Sifkotin Gimel, he says Allahed Yivizel Shakosak Moshi Yisbar Atzalim Bisevav V'chein Bisev Gimel B'divay Rambam V'chein Kosak Magen Mishv V'kesan Mishn Dabay Noynis Gomid B'Pata. That's what he said before. Moshi Yisbar. The Ramon Sif Aleph Moshi Yisbar. If you look through the Simin, our Simin Sif Gimel Sevav is Mavur. Therefore, Noynis Gomid you're going to be Pata. All right. Now, what was the case? Let's take again the Mechaba. The Mechaba has two cases. The first case was everything was fine. It went up, no problem. The second case was Mhoisa Kazaka Umudekes Vinishmata Ishesliya, if it ratted and it was Nishmata, that's why in that case he's gonna be pot because it's Oynus Gama. Now, what would be in the let's see the Goyin. Look at the Goyin Sifkot and Yer Aleph. The Goyin says Mloy Hoisa, it's going on this case, Mloisa Mudekas of Kazakh Iskayev, Avagav the Isla, even though the reason why you fell wasn't because the rung fell out, was because it was Issa, is still going to be chayv that chilasa b'pshia, b'zeh shakasa v'im. Means the Mechaber at the beginning in the Reisha gave only one case. Im lo ha'isa mudekes b'chazaka. In the Sefer, the Mechaber gives two examples. It was mudekes v'nishmeto, or ishesli. Either the rung fell out, or it ratted. So Dr. Goyin is Meduyik in the Makabra that the ratio of the Makabra that says Yechayiv is also regardless of the outcome, whether it was through Nishmata or Yishayis Liyah, you're going to be Chayiv. Means if it was a Mudekas Yofa, if you were using an old faulty ladder, wasn't fastened properly, and you went up the rung, and even though you didn't entertain that it was Yisliyah, but you went up on this rung, since you are Pshia on the fact that it could have been Nishmata, because it wasn't fastened properly, then even if it was Yisliyah, you would be Chayiv, even if it rotted, and that's why it cracked. It's Klasa B'Pshia for Sefer Bainus, and that's why you're Chayiv. That's the Goyin's Diyak in the Makavah. Means it, the ratio doesn't tell you the outcome, just says it's Lohis Mudekas Yofen. The Sefer says it's Mudekas, but gives you two examples, Nishmata Yisliyah. So in the ratio, in both examples, you'd be Chayiv. Pasha Klasa B'Pshia for Sefer Bainus is Chayiv. Good. Let's move on. Sif Dalit. Kol Elo Advarim B'Shus HaNizik. All these examples, all these things that I'm telling you that are Adam is Mu'ud La'ilam, even for an Einis, is it B'Shus HaNizik. You entered the B'Shus HaNizik, you entered to the other person's B'Shus, and you damaged him, you mazik him, or spates him, whatever, then you're going to be Chayiv Afilu Ba'Einis. Ava B'Shus HaMazik. But if someone entered your ishus, you're the mazik, then you're going to be a part of Achi Yiskayv and Lahazik and Moishi's bar. Then you're not going to be chayiv even for an Einis Gomer. And the Sma Sivkot and Gimel points out, the reason is, that mazik yakoloyma lo yadati b'mashik nishtram in yonay lizor lezeikon. I wasn't aware that he was there. I didn't have to be careful not to be mazik him. And therefore I have a ptur, I'm not going to be chayiv for an Einis. But even so, even if you're b'shus hamazik, the yipot is only if you do a b'shegig. Which we're going to see in Sifov and Zayin, more examples. Sifov be'ika, but you're going to understand this a lot better. But basically, if someone entered your b'shus, shaloi b'shus, you're going to be potter if you're mazik him. All right, let's move on. We'll revisit it soon. Hey. Sifhe, I feel a bit riyasa, not only if you mazik be a dayan, but even if you mazik be riyo, and yesh by hezek lechaveroi, if you're going to have a hezek lechaveroi, also then it's going to be also you're not supposed to do it. Also lestakavoi. Not only be mazik be a dayan, we have an issa, the makabah start off, also lazik mamukaver and sifalev, but even be riyo, if your riyo causes a hefset to somebody else, it's also lestakavoi. Lefikok sakta mechava, also lo adam lamay rasada chaveroi b'sho'o sha'imedes b'kam meseha. It's forbidden for a person to watch his friend's field at the time of harvest, and he's mekana, he sees, oh, what a beautiful field, he has so much stuff, halavai, I should have so much produce. That ri'iyah, that is stakless, causes an ayin hara, and that is stakless is being mazik yichaveroi. So that's going to be also. And if you look in the Baragoyla, he says, what's the reason why it's also? Well, Pish Rashi, Sivkot Laman in the Baragoyla, towards the bottom, Pish Rashi, Shlod Yafsi Dena Ba'in Hara. Because you're being mazik, duch your ayin hara. By looking at your friend's Hatzlocha, you're being mazik him. So if you're never allowed to look at your friend's field, which is going to become a self, for that matter, any time your friend has a matzav, that he's being matzliach, if you're being mistakel in his atzloch, then you're inevitably going to have an ayin hara, and you're not allowed to do it, that's going to cause him a hefset. If your friend is building a beautiful house, and you want to check it out, well, checking it out might be this problem, because you're being mistakel in his hatzlocha, which, depending who you are, but if you're going to have a shtickle of an inimis, if you're going to have agus nefesh, a kinna, whatever it is, that's going to cause an ayin hara, and that's this issa. So even Ayyidei Riyah, Yitaka Chayiv. Not only that, the Rav Shulchan points out, if we could connect the two, if we could attribute the person's hefset to your histakulus, everything was going fine, all of a sudden you've been mistaken in his field, and that day was a bad day, his practice got messed up, and we could attribute it was towards, because of your histakulus, the Rav Shulchan says, Yitaka B'din Yishamayim, to pay for the hefset that you caused. You caused the hefset, Ayyidei your histakulus. Just like any other hesed. So it wasn't Ayidei Maisa, it was Ayidei Yistakta. So maybe it's only a grammar. Good, so you're still Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim. And a Chanami, so if it'll be Shnayim Shasa, we'll have those dinim of being big match to share the hesed, the Shutzvis, or whatever it is. If you have an Ayin Hara, you're going to have a problem. It means you're not supposed to be Mistakta. If you wouldn't look at the Enes field, you're not going to have an Ayin. No, if you look at someone's wealth and someone's success and you feel bad, oh, why don't I have that same success? I don't know the worlds above. I understood Ein Hara is only because the place can break down over here is because Kilo did the Dargo of Kina or Tain on the verse. Like, why is he being Matzliak? Or Halavai should be Matzliak also. I'm just as good as him, so why is the Rosh Hashanah not being made to me as well? So that causes the person to Me'imid Bidin. And that's the Ayin Hara. Again, I don't know yet. This is beyond my scope. But and the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out, and in the Chanami, it's lav dafka if you're looking at his kamaiseha, his moment. But even if you look at him, it's also asa l'staka. He says ain't so klima. It's davar pashut. She asa l'staka b'chaveru b'inyan sheyesh lochush sheyazikenu ba'ayin ra. If you look at the person himself, he's handsome or whatever. Stam you being makana the person, and the Chanami and Allah do that either. You're not allowed to invoke an Ayin Hara on somebody else. Maybe you shouldn't think, if that's how it's going to cause him an Ayin Hara, maybe in a Konami. In a Konami. Now, once we're on these type of Hazekim, this spiritual or historical Hazekim, that's beyond the scope where you can't, it's not in a clinical lab, what would be if you are being mazik somebody, Ayidei Hashem and Mefarish? Are you being mazik somebody, Ayidei Kishuv? What would be then? And this Shaila was actually asked, I should say, you know that the Brisker Rav has a beautiful Kan by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Mitzri. He killed the Mitzri, the Shem and Mefarish. The Brisker Rav said the Pshat is why? Is because a guy who is Makkah Yisrael is Chayiv Misa, the Raman says, the Aim and Misa Naisai. The Brisker Rav learned Pshat is because he's not Chayiv Misa, but they are the Misa, but they are Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mazik to Mitzri, I did the Shem and Mefarish, he had to kill my day Shem first to be miskayim this din of Mitzvah B'day Shemayim. Had he killed him the Yadayim, it would have been Mitzvah B'day Adam, it's not Mechuyim Mitzvah B'day Adam. So he did I day Shem first, it's Mitzvah B'day Shemayim. Alright, but, well, it's only B'day Shemayim, it's only Chidim in the French. You can't be, it's not actionable in a Bezdim because it's not B'din Adam. By says, and the Rav says that 99% of the people anyway die for Ayin Hara. And the Kanaim is going to be the end. I once was trying. I was once out of town, and a person came to ask a shayla that she was afraid. She was mazik on the Ayin Hara. What should she do? All right. But anyway, getting back here, what happens if you kill somebody a day? In Medina Shalim, you have to be in the Shalim everything that you are mazik in the Kanaim. I don't know if Sofik is Hametz Nekarela Varaya, but if you believe that you were the cause of it in the Konami. I don't know if Lee Stachman would. Alright, but I hear. Now, if someone kills somebody, they shame him first. If he kills a day, shame him first, or he kills a day, Kishuv, this Shaila was asked to the Lokas Ketanis, and you can look it up, it's in Chelik Beis Siman Tzadikas. And in Hemzon, in a Konami, since is Bidiburai is Avid Maisa, so Pavle Kenema, that would be a Maisa Diadayim by talking. And it's like Zerich Chetz, it's like you shot an arrow at the guy, you killed him, so you shot your speech at the guy, and that's how you killed him through the Shema Mafarish or through Kishuv. And in a Konami, he holds it Yechayiv. If you do it a day, now he doesn't feel right, what Yechayiv, it sounds like Yechayiv, just like the Misa, like Ritzicha, like any other Ritzicha. You do it Aydei Chayt, so you do it Aydei Kishuv, or Aydei Shem, and Mefarish, it should be Yechayiv. There happens to be a stipe, like, you look it up. Okay, it goes into that again. I'm just thinking what he said. Sorry? I hear. Mechayiv should have the same type of... Alright. Lemaisa is the stipler, if you look up, it's not the stipler. Apparently it was a tshuva he wrote to somebody, but they already printed it, part of the stipler, Baba Kama, in the new Maduris, it's Simon Mem Hey. He has a whole simon, if you're being mazik somebody a day, Dava Skuli, something that's not Metzias. And he brings down this Halakas Katanis, and he starts, he had a case of somebody wrapped his fingernails, and a lady Mubaris like went something over it, and therefore she lost her child. She lost the blood. Again, a Yuchayev through this Dava school, and he brings down somebody and starts humbling with it. He goes the whole simon about, and the stipler is the shoyl was noita that Adavas Kuli is not in the realm of mazik, and the type says, I don't know what you're talking about. Why not? About there should be. What's the problem? And every raya they tried to bring otherwise, the type says, I don't see the raya. At the end of the day, the type doesn't have a raya this way, but it sounds like his niti is strong. Niti is that in the chami mazik someone a day Adavas Kuli. It also be type. It's not a problem. One could start danning. Maybe it should dan like a hezek shenu nika, which is really a later simon, which may be safer, save it for then. But one of the pshatim in hezek shenu nika, the Ramban held that if I'm metame your peiris, it's a hezek shenu nika because you don't see any hezek; it's only spiritual hezek, and that becomes automatically a double shenu nika. And some want to say that who Adin over here, Chablaib, a Hezek Shein Anika, because if you do through a Dovah Skuli, you don't see the Mazik hitting the Nizik in any which way. So the Meilo. Oh. Samantana. Lucharia Tanatsushtel. Over there, talking about at the end of the day, even after you amassed the guy, his pays are fine. It just has Tumah on it or whatever it is. So you don't see the ultimate Hezek. Here, at the end of the day, when the guy dies, or when his Kama, when his produce goes sour or gets ruined, or rather you see the hezek. No, you don't see the derech hamaz. You don't see how it got ruined at the end. But at the end, you see a real hezek. If you see a real hezek, could be this is mamish regular mazik. It's better than hezek shein and nika. It's hezek nika, just it was done duch adavas kuli. It's going to be hard to prove if you did that. You might have to go to a rebbe who will tell you that you were the cause of whatever it is. Sorry? Okay, I don't know how this works. Okay, fine. Anyway, I hear. I'm just saying, but it's not. There we see that the hezek was eino nika. Here, the hezek is nika. Just the oifen hamazik was eino nika. The oifen hamafsid was eino nika. All right, fine. Let's move on. Sivvav. Okay, here's the beginning of the klolim, which we have to know in terms of every type of car accident or things like that. When someone bumps into his friend, he's in the yeshiva and he spills a coffee on somebody, chayna v'chayna. Okay, let's see. Sivvot. Kol makom shemazik, and this mazik should be a magir, b'chol makom shemazik, b'chol makom shemazik, is chayiv l'shalem, b'im b'shus rabim, b'im b'shus anizik. No matter what, it's irrelevant where you are, whether you're nishus rabim, whether you're nishus anizik, chayiv l'shus rabim, is a bigger chiddush. Mishus Nizik is the easiest. Mishus Rabim is even Mishus Rabim where the Nizik doesn't have a right more so to be there than you. Still you chayiv. And Zatim Chava Vafilu Mishus Hamazik. If he, the Nizik, comes into your Mishus, you're also going to be chayiv. Imhichnis by a Nizik Mamayli Shaloi Bishus. Even if the Nizik came Shaloi Bishus, or he's Machnis his mom in Shaloi Bishus, Vizikoi, and you damaged him, Leishne Begufoi, Leishne Bebamayli. The guy explains the Sifkan Tezayin, whether you damaged him physically, his body, or you damaged him, his mamin, it's the bein b'mukuvah b'mamayin is going on in Nizik. Chayiv l'shalem y'mukhiv to pay. Why? The nehi sheyesh loy b'shus loy tziyay, even though you have a reshus to ask him or to physically remove him from your property, because he's there, he's trespassing, he's there sheloy b'shus, ein loy b'shus laziko, you have no right to be mazikim. So if you go ahead and you mazik somebody who has entered the Rishus, Shalei Rishus, you're going to be chayiv. Whether you mazik him or whether you mazik his moment, his nechasav, you're going to be chayiv. Later on in Simin, the Tavkav Aleph, the Mechaber brings down over there in Sif Vav, the Mechaber says that if you ask him to leave and he refuses to leave, the Mesarabai, Veinu Reitzel Latzeis, Yeshreimim Sheyesh Shalei Rishus, Afil Alach Boiboy Kadei Loi Tziyai. Then you do have the right to beat him up to get him to leave. Stam to hit him as a punishment. He came to Shalei B'shus, you want to get him back, that you have no right. You can't take revenge, that's not a hetah. But if you're doing it, you ask him to leave and he refuses, and you want him to get out of, to leave your property, you have a right to beat him up if that's what it takes to get him out of your property. Like the Gemara has such a case. Excellent. 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 That's the right. Now, another case that Taz has, the Taz in Shimpei Dalit says, he's medayik from this Mechaba. You have to know where his deek is, but he brings this Lashon Mechaba. He says, Nehi sheyesh lo v'shus la'tzi, ein lo v'shus la'zika. See, he understands it means that if you're trying to be moti him, then it's fine, even if you're mazik him. It's just, if you're trying to be mazik him, ain't like rishus. You're going to him, or you're going to his place, you want to be mazik him, ain't like rishus lazika. But if you're trying to physically remove him, and thereby, while you're trying to do that, you hurt him, that's fine. That's not a problem. And it sounds like from the Taz, even if you don't ask him permission, if you ask him to leave, it means you ask him to leave and he refuses, then it's not just memela yelada. Yelada physically beat him up. That's a makabel later on top kavala. But Nataz, it sounds like, let's say I didn't bother to ask him to leave, but I decided to take the law in my own hands and I'm going to physically remove him. But by doing so, I by accident hurt him. By me physically removing him, he got hurt. That's not a problem. I'm allowed to do that because I'm trying to be mighty him. And he learns it up in the Makabek. Sheyesh le v'shus letziyah. Even if he's benizik, ayadei v'shus letziyah. You have the v'shus. No, he's not going to argue with him. He's not going to argue with the Makabek. That's a Makabek and Tav Kavala. But it seems like the Taz is saying a different thing. It's both ways. But our case is talking about we stand being mazikim. So mihish eish l'shus letziyah. Ein l'shus letziyah. He had no right to be mazikim. All right. Well, anyway, you lift them out, they got hurt, so you have the Taz. But if you put them in a place that's going to be genizik, you put it in the Rishus HaRavim, that could be a different thing. On the way, so that look, you have the Taz. All right. Zok the Mechaba Vaita. V'dafka, what are we talking about? V'maziko v'mezik. This person came into your Rishus, Shaloi Bishus, and you knew about it, and you beat him up, or you beat his face him up. V'dafka v'maziko v'mezik. That's when you're going to be kayak. Aval maziko b'shege, but if while you're walking around your rishus, you tripped over him and you hurt him, or you bumped into his face and then you damaged them, pata balabais, the balabais is pata. So here you have another example of someone being pata. What's a var? The var is I'm a shaygig, I'm an oinis, call it. I didn't know he was there. He was a nitna shaloi b'shus. I didn't entertain someone in my rishus, shaloi b'shus. So I bumped, I was going around my property naturally, what I normally do, and I bumped into him, I bumped into his kabet, I'm not going to be pata. So here you have Mufush Alaka, another example, that even in the Mechaba, even though Adamud Lailam, but it's not Adamud Lailam, you can have a case that a person is going to be a potter, and that is if it's going to be Bishus HaMazik. And that's what the Mechaba was saying in Sif Dalit, Kalei Ladram Bishus HaNizik, Abba Bishus HaMazik is potter, actually it's Kavan Azik. If a person leaves this, if you park in my driveway, I mean, driveway doesn't mean on Rishus HaRab, in my driveway itself, and I... But one second, if you're visiting me, so are you b'shus? Do you have a right to park in my driveway if you're coming to visit me? I don't know, so we're going to have to done that. But if you remember that it's shaloi b'shus, and a kanami, someone leaving, my wife leaving, or myself, even if I would myself would leave, and I go out, I don't know that you're parking there, I thought you parked on the street, because so let's say the sheikh is that you don't park in someone's driveway even if you're coming to visit him, and I leave, and I mazik you, and I didn't see your car, and I'm at Vipata, because you're there, shaloi b'shus. Okay, okay, we just look at the call, and then we'll flesh it out to examples. Oh, okay, one second. So let me theorize the sif and we'll get back. We have to flesh this out. It's very important. There's a major machlokes rishonim going on here in the stiris hamachab. Okay, let's try to finish the sif first. Vim balabayis huzak v'nichnas. If the right now we're talking about the balabayis damaged the nichnas. What happens if I can? The balabayis got hurt by the nichnas. Afilu b'sheigeg, even b'sheigeg, is chayv ha'nichnas. The nichnas is chayv ki mishanichnas shalei b'shus. If I, the balabayis, tripped over the nichnas, he'll have to pay me for the damage that he caused me by being there. The Yesh Mishayim, and some say, it's a Ramah, the Davka b'shlo yoda balabai shenichnas. It's only if the balabai didn't know that he was there, that the nichnas shalibishus was there. Avam re'eu shenichnas, but if I knew you were there, I knew that you entered an hour ago, I saw you on my property, imhuzak boy potter. If I tripped over him, he would be potter because the iu da'azak anashe, the balabai is hurt himself. And here, even though the Makabe says Yesh Mishayim and Tov Kof Aleph, the Makabe just brings it down stam, that's the halacha. How does he know that he left? He knew that he left in a time, but there he didn't leave, so it's hard that he knew that he left, that he was there. Why should he assume that he left? If he saw him there before, he should assume that he's still there. Why are you going to assume that he left him? if you have a, again, in the normal case, the case we're going to hopefully get to those type of cases. In this case, if I see you in my property roaming around my property, why should I assume that you left? So avada are going to be, even an hour, if I see him draying a room my property, why should I assume he left? In a kanami, if you hold it an hour, it's too much, because I saw him 5 minutes ago. In a kanami. Okay, so let's just recap the makabe. The makabe is a case that if someone is nicknas in tomorrow rishus shaloi b'shus, so he's shaloi b'shus, the balabayas is b'shus, let's give him a name, he's b'shus because it's his house, it's his property. So you have echud b'shus, the echud shaloi b'shus. If the balabayas, if the b'shus hits the shaloi b'shus, even if he hits him physically, he's going to be potter, because he was in a miskavin. If the balabayas, if the b'shus is nizak by the shaloi b'shus, if he trips over the shaloi b'shus and the shaloi b'shus damages the balabais, so then the shaloi b'shus will be chayiv. Certainly, if the shaloi he causes, because he's the shaloi b'shus and the balabais is the b'shus. The next case, if the balabais knew about the shaloi b'shus, he saw him there. So then it's all different thing. If I saw the shaloi b'shus there, so you can't ban him so much like a shaloi b'shus. Anytime he's there, shaloi b'shus, but I should have to be asek adaita, he's still there, and I have to be careful from him. So I can't penalize him. I can't say that he's at fault for this hezek, because I too played a role in the hezek, because I too should have been careful not to trip over him, and therefore the shaloi b'shus will be potter. Now, the Gemara happens to be talking about a case. The Gemara's case was, this din of Yoda, the Gemara uses, Rav Papa uses it for the Reisha. In the Reisha, where the Balabais hit the Shaloi B'shus, which we say that the Balabais is Pato, if the Balabais saw the Shaloi B'shus there, then he would be Chayiv for hitting him later on. I mean, that's your example. If I saw you parked in my driveway, Shaloi B'shus, and now I back out, even though B'shus I back out, I didn't see you, but I saw you a few minutes ago parked in my driveway, so I knew that you were already there, Shaloi B'shus, then for me backing out, I'll be chayiv for being mazik you, even though you're there shaloi b'shus. If I see you there, if I saw you there, even past tense, I saw you there before, now no longer can I say, oh, I'm just walking around like I normally walk in my property. I have to entertain that you're there, and I should be careful not to be mazik you. That's the Gemara. The Yesh Mishayim says that this halacha, the Gemara, that if I saw you there before, the balabai, it says chayiv, so too, the gabi being huzak ayedei the nichnas, I'm also going to play a role in the fact that I was Yada, and that will be enough to even pata the nichnas shaloi b'shus for hurting me. But certainly in the Reisha's case, if I'm mazik somebody else and I saw him there before, I would be chayev since I already saw him there. Now, what does it mean mazik and nizik? If you look in the Sman Sivkot and Vav, this is very important. The Sman says, which is Rashi Shita and Roy Rishayim hold like this, Taisis other Rishayim, is kol makom sheniska lashem hezik retaloi masha mazik hizik lenizik b'maisa. He did it b'yadayim. Afilu leniskavin. The kol makom shekotav shehuzak retaloi masha nizik huzak me'atzme. The nizak played the whole, did it himself. The mazik was only stationary. V'ainu shem mazik oimid b'mkoymei v'anizik halak v'tzido v'nizik mimenu. That's how I explained the makab as well. That is, that if the balabais, the b'shus, is being mazik to shaloi b'shus, so he's going to be potter. He didn't have to entertain the shaloi b'shus was there. If he knew the shaloi b'shus was there, avadi b'chayiv. In the case of huzak, that is, that if the balabais tripped over the nichnas and got hurt from the nichnas, in that case the nichnas would be chayiv, but if the balabais saw him there before, then the nichnas would be potter. Now all that, what I just said, is really basically the Gemara of Pirashi and the Rishonim. But if you look in the Makabe doesn't exactly say this. The Makabe says, going back to the Reisha, the Makabe says that you're going to be chayiv l'shalem if you mazik the shaloi b'shus, because the hishi yeshal b'shus latziya ein lo b'shus lazikoi, and zok the Makabe v'dafke b'meziko b'mezit, only if I'm mazik in b'mezit, and that l'chayr is not true. Even if I'm not mazik in b'mezit, as long as I saw him there before, that's already enough to make me a kroy not to be mazikim. Why is the Makabe saying dafka b'maziko b'mezit? You could stretch and say, well, if I saw him there before, that's like mezit. But if you see in the Rishonim don't say that. If I saw him there before, I'm a chroy that I should be careful and make sure not to be mazikim. But I'm not being mazikim the mazik. Right now I forgot that he was there. I saw him there before. I saw somebody leave a bike in my driveway. A neighbor left a bike in my driveway. And I saw it there before. Now when I'm parking, pulling out, I didn't see it. And now I pull out and I ride over the guy's bike. I'm going to be chayiv, even though right now I'm not being mazik b'mezik. But since I saw him there before, and I have no reason to believe that the bike is no longer there, so I should be careful not to ride over that bike. And if I forget, and I just ride over that bike, I'm going to be chayiv. Adam hu lo'ilam, I'm going to be chayiv. I don't have the patur. I only have the patur if I didn't know that he left the bike there. But if I saw it there, I'm going to be chayiv. The chayyid of Nochabe has a case, Bein Begufay Bein Memalainer, which relation of Begufay Bein Memalainer, which is going on the moment of the Nizek. The chayyid, that's the case. It means if I saw him there, it doesn't make a difference. If I saw him there, I'm going to be a chroy. The Nochabe only uses Davka Bein Mezik Bein Mezin. And this is a major mevucha, the Goyin, and Sivkot Yudzayin has a whole arichis. It's a steer, because what I told you till now, my whole explanation was Shitas Rashi, Taisis, Roy Vishayim. The Rambam holds a whole different shot. The Rambam holds that you only chayiv if you miskaven lahazik, if you mamish amazik. And that's a shtickle meduyik of Lashon Rambam in Siv Dalet. When the Mechaber quotes over the Rambam over there, it says, Abba b'shus amazik poto, actually miskaven lahazik. You need kavon lahazik. Anything short of kavon lahazik, I'm not going to be chayiv. Even if I saw you there before, but right now I'm not being miskaven lahazik, I'm going to be poto, according to the Rambam. And it doesn't go so well with the end of the Makaba, because the end of the Makaba says, Yesh mi yichayim edavka b'shulo yoda balabai shenikmas. This din of b'shulo yoda is the way Rashi and the other Rishonim teach the Gemara. Rambam says, lo yoda, the chilek of yoda, lo yoda, Rambam says, yoda means miskaven lahazik. Means, in order to be chayiv, according to Rambam, hiziku means miskaven lahazik. And huzak, for example, what we're learning huzak the whole time meant that you tripped over the guy and the guy was stationary, like this Ma says, that's not pshat in the Rambam. Rambam holds huzak means even if you mazik be yadayim, but as long as you're not miskaven lahazik, that's already considered huzak in your potter. The only time you chayiv if you miskaven lahazik. And as if Zion is also mashman not like the Rambam, somehow the tour in the Mechaber was akaveh treivichshi. The Goyin has a whole arichas here. Lahalacha, you have to remember, and we'll see Miyachisham Sevzayin also not familiar with the Rishayim, but Lalacha, we go with the Rashi, Taisis, and the Rishayim, and that is that Hizik means you do a Maisa B'yadayim, Huzak means that you Mamelech was Mazik Samayim, means you were stationary and someone fell over you. And on that, if you are Yoda, you're also at fault, and therefore if you're Mazik Yena, you're going to be Chayiv, or if you tripped over Yena, that will be enough to Pata Yena, because you were Yoda, you knew about it. And if you were lo yada in a chanami, the nikna shalei b'shus will be chayiv on you b'shus, even though you only tripped over him and he was stationary. It means a shalei b'shus versus b'shus, the shalei b'shus is chayiv entirely. Say if he's mazik b'yadayim, say if he's only mazik a'idei, the person tripped over him. And the other case of the b'shus guy who's mazik the shalei b'shus, he will be part in both of them. Say if he does it a'idei huzak, even if he does it a day, maisi b'yadayim, he's going to be chayiv. It's the two extremes. A b'shus is always pata on a shaloi b'shus, and a shaloi b'shus is always chayiv on a b'shus, unless you have yada. Now there's another case which the Mechaber leaves out over here, and that case is, what happens if the b'shus, the balabais, was stationary, and the shaloi b'shus trips over him, so with huzak. Without Yod, I'm the balabais, I'm stationary in my property, and the shaloi b'shus comes along and trips over me. What would be the halacha then? So the Torah brings it down in Tavkaf Alam and says, I'm going to be pata. And it's a davar pasha. They say, oh, it's a davar pasha. Madog, if I'm mazik in b'yadayim, I'm going to be pata, because I didn't know that he was there. Kosh again, if I'm stationary and the shaloi b'shus is shouldered, he trips over me, certainly I'm going to be pata in such a case. And therefore the Makabah leaves it out, saying Tavkav Aleph, say over here. But the Sma over there, and Sivkot Yudbeis, and Tavkav Aleph explains that the Torah knew to have it to such a case. And the chilek is by Yodah. In a Kanami, by Lo Yodah, a regular case, Avad and the Balabais are going to be Potter, no matter what. If Madoch is Potter, even if he's Mazik to Shalei B'shus B'yadayim, he drives into the guy, he's Potter. Kosh Kain, if the Shalei B'shus trips over him, he's going to be Potter. But I just told you that, up here the Gemara, that if I'm Yoda, If I saw your bike in my driveway, I saw your car in my driveway, and I mazik you, if I was yoda, I'm already going to be chayiv if I do a biyadayim. However, zoktasma, if I'm stationary, even though I'm yoda, I knew you are in my property, shalei b'rishus, but I'm stationary, and you trip over me, I'm potter. There is going to be an afkamina between hizik biyadayim and should not biyadayim. It's a partial svara. If I'm mazik biyadayim, so I'm the mazik to avada makron. If I knew that you were there before, I'm a cry. I don't have the patur of oynis anymore because I knew you were there before. Adam ud loylam, I'm going to be chayiv. Mashayin kain, in the case where I'm stationary and you trip over me, I'm going to be potter because you should be careful. Just like I should be careful not to be mazik you, you should be just as careful not to be genizik, not to trip over me. So since you played a role in the hezek, because you tripped over me, I'm going to be potter, even though I knew about you. What would be in the case of can't you look for him and make sure to get out of his way that he shouldn't trip over me? Okay, so you hold it to davar parcha. Fine, but that's going to be the nafkamina. The nafkamina is in the case of buzak, even by yada, the brishus will be potter on the shaloi brishus. So as a sikkum from this sif, echod b'shus, echod shaloi b'shus. The shaloi b'shus is always chayiv on the b'shus. Saif is mazik b'idayim, saif even huzak. The b'shus is always going to be part on the shaloi b'shus, saif is huzak, and even if he's mazik b'idayim. The case of yoda, then everything changes. Once I'm yoda, it's as if I have to entertain you there, so it's like a b'shus. I have to entertain you, just like b'shus, I have to entertain you there. So shaloi b'shus, if I know that you're there, I also have to entertain you there. So if I'm mazik you, I'm going to be chayiv. And if I'm nizik on you, you're going to be potter. But if you're nizik on me, even though I knew that you were there, I'm going to still be potter, because you certainly are shaloi b'shus. You certainly should have taken care of yourself and not tripped over me. That's what's really, if shnei b'shus, who, both, the Baal HaBayis and the other party? I invited him into my house, and now he's there, so that's going to be Mitzvah Shem Zayin, which is Shnei B'Shus. That's a whole new category. That's Shnei B'Shus. What we're dealing right now is Echad B'Shus, Echad Shaloi B'Shus. Come Siv Zayin, and that we're going to deal with Shnei B'Shus. And you'll see different enough community. When it comes to all these type of car accidents, all these type of Hezekim, what the Said Hashayla is, you have to determine, was the mazik there b'shus or shalei b'shus, and was the nizik there shalei b'shus or b'shus? Means, is it shnei b'shus, shnei shalei b'shus, echa b'shus, echa shalei b'shus? That's the whole shaila. Once you determine that, everything else falls into play. And it's the guy speeding. If he's speeding, is that shalei b'shus, b'shus? If he's going over 3 miles over the speed limit, is that b'shus, shalei b'shus? That's all you have to. He's parked in the wrong place. He's parking next to Ger's shul. So he didn't park in the parking lot. We had this shaila in the last year at least 3 times. The guy parked alongside the building, so he backed out and knocked into the car. If that car, which is parked there, is that car b'shus or shalei b'shus? If we can dan him as a shalei b'shus, right? Let's, for the moment, God the Beger, it's all too often, so pashas it's b'shus. But let's say you go into a case, you park in a very unique way, a creative way where you parked your car. It's not a parking space. And someone backs into you or runs into you, and you're there shaloi b'shus, that guy is going to be potter. Unless he saw you there already. If he saw you, then he's going to be chayiv. But if he didn't see you, then it's echo b'shus, and you're there shaloi b'shus, echo b'shus, echo shaloi b'shus, is going to be potter. If it be ra. Not always is it ra. Very often you don't see it. How is it possible to be driving a car and run into somebody if you're supposed to look where you're going? No, if you walk out, that'd be an inichanami. You're right, but sometimes people live some life. When they walk out, they don't look. No, they don't look. They don't look b'chal. They're talking to their child. They're running to their car. They're busy to the neck. They don't see b'chal. If you take a seat, or if maybe not by the door when you left the building, it's 10 feet over. So you didn't see when you walked out the building. And if you saw it on the way in, inichanami, that's wrong. Okay, we're going to get to that. That's a whole different halacha. That's if he's mamala Yehovah Shus. and he's taking off your Ishtamshes, and you have no way to get out unless you plow your way out. So in Echanam, you have the Rishus to plow your way out. That's a whole different halakha. That's later on. Fine, that's very good. So that's still, that's in Shinayinta. So I'm going to get to Belin as a Oit Chazayin. But right now, what you have to work out is Siv Vav is the principle of Echad Bishus, the Echad Shaloi Bishus. A guy is parked on the other side of the street. There's only one side of the street has parking, and he's parked on the other side of the street. And I left my driveway. I didn't know that he was there. I didn't see him beforehand. He was there shaloi bishus. I'm bishus. I have a right to leave my driveway. It's echad bishus, the echad shaloi bishus. I'd be potter if I didn't see him beforehand, even though I ran right into him. Oh, what's with this shaila? I have to watch with people, so I must have been shaloi bishus for not looking at my mirror. So Nechanami, if Hitaka didn't look at his mirror, he's also shaloi bishus. So it's named shaloi bishus, so that has a whole different halakha in Siv Zayin. But very often what happens is, and I can tell you from experience, from so many Dinei Torah, is that if you look at the window, very often what you're looking at the window, if you don't expect a stationary car to be there, what you're looking at the window is for people walking by, or for bicycles, or for cars riding by. You're looking for movement. And you will not see something, even if it's right in front of your face, you will not see it if you don't expect it to be there. You will not see something stationary if you don't entertain that it's going to be there. If you anticipate it might be there, yes, you'll see it. But if not, you will never run over a person, and you will never run into a moving car. But you will run into a park car, because you don't even see it. It could be in your face, and you won't see it. This week, I was by Rav Moshe Shternberg on Tuesday. I was by Rav Moshe, and I asked him the shaila, and he also said, I doesn't see the problem. You were looking for this, you weren't looking for this. To copy this, you are, if you didn't look, and come, you should have a shirt. But copy this, you made sure to be careful not to run into your bishus, and copy that. Look, if he was there, shall have a shirt, you're going to be a potter. You didn't entertain that there was a parked car there. It's very... And Mitzis, you'll ask him. If the guy's lying, he's lying. Why are you chavdim shemayim? He's not chavdim at all. He's there, shall have a shirt. He's dhamma bereisha. He caused the hefset to himself. If he's caught, you mean he's parked in that same parking space, but he's backwards, so he's there shaloi bishus because of the way he's parked. But that's in that parking space is a good parking space. And the Kanami, that copy of this might turn into bishus. If he's parked, in Shemite Bay, but we had a recently at Intari, the guy was parked like 4 feet away from the sidewalk. That's shaloi bishus. It doesn't go bust of the law. That's pretty clear in the Rishayna. Remember, Shishomer told me that later also. That if, let's say everyone, there's a 25 mile per hour, and everyone drives 30 miles. Everyone goes 5 miles over the speed limit. So 30 is still Bishus. That's the Reik Shavayimah. If you drive more than that, then you're Shalei Bishus. Whatever's considered normal is fine. If everyone parks 13 inches away from the curb, then you're fine. But if people don't, you're not fine. It's not that, it's not totally in the Chay. Just gradually, usually the choy gives you a nice understanding of where the cutoff between bishus and shalei bishus is going to be. If they tell you 12 inches away from the curb, maybe 13, 14, 15, but 3 feet not, right? Because you know that if you can... Something that's shalei bishus, you're not a choy for. Something what's expected to happen is bishus. Something that you're not expected to happen is shalei bishus. All right, whatever the noig is. All right, that's the cloud that you have to walk away from here. All right. Fine, let's do Siv. All right, let's do Siv Zayin, but we're not going to be able to finish it, but let's at least start Siv Zayin. Hoyishneim Bishus or Shneim Shaloi Bishus. If both parties were Bishus or both parties were Shaloi Bishus, V'huzku Zeh B'Zeh, now Loshen Huzak, this man told us before, means that it was Mamela, that the Mazik was stationary and the Nizik went into him. Bein begufam bein b'mamayinam, whether you damage the Nizik's guf, whether you damage the Nizik's money. Im lo yadu zeh bezeh peturim, if you did not know of each other, you are potter. So, Siv Vav was Echad Bishus ve'Echad Shaloi Bishus. Siv Zayin is Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shaloi Bishus. If they're both equal, they're both shavah, they're both equally right or equally wrong. So then, if it's huzku zeh bezeh, if he tripped over me, I'm going to be potter. But if I was mazik him, the Mechaber leaves this out, they're going to say it's a he's supposed to put it in, but it's more like that, but if I'm mazik him, then I'm going to be chayiv. When you have shnei b'shus, when we're both equal, then we have this middle darga. If it's huzak, if the nizik brought upon the hezek himself, he tripped over me, I'm going to be potter. But if I damaged him, then I'm going to be chayiv. Whereas in Sif Vav, by Echo Bishus, Echo Shalai Bishus, the Bishus is Potter even if he damaged Viyadayim. And the Shalai Bishus is going to be Chayiv even if Yana was Huzak in the Shalai Bishus. But it's still the Shalai Bishus is Chayiv. Sif Zayim, when the Shnei Bishus, Shalai Bishus, then you have the middle Darga. For Viyadayim, for Hizik, you're Chayiv. For Huzak, you're going to be Potter. And when you talk about car accidents, you very often have a Hizik and a Huzak. Because very often, both cars are damaged. So if I run into you, let's say in the case of you parked in my driveway, Shalai Bishus, and I didn't see you, and I pulled out, and I damaged your car. Or you parked in the wrong side of the street, whatever it is, I didn't entertain you there, and both cars suffered a damage. So if it's Echo Bishus, Vecha Shalai Bishus, I'll be potter on your car. And Nishna Dem, you're going to be chayv on my car. Because even though it was a Huzak, you did nothing, you were parked there, but Echo Bishus, Vecha Shalai Bishus, I'm going to be, right? Now, however, if it's a case of Shneim B'Shus or Shneim Shalei B'Shus, then it's a whole different thing. Shneim B'Shus, Shneim Shalei B'Shus has a different halacha. Right there, Hizik Yochayiv, Huzek Yepotah. So in the case I just gave you, the fact that I damaged your car, on that I'll be Chayiv, but the damage that you did to my car, you're going to be Potah, because that's Huzak. As long as we're both equal, if we're both right or both wrong, we're equally right, equally at Shneim Shalei B'Shus, we're both speeding, we'll see a case of Makaba, whatever it is, if it's Shneim B'Shus or Shneim Shalei B'Shus, for Hizik you're going to be Chayiv, for Huzik you're going to be Potter. And when you get back to the example I gave is not 100% true, because in the case of a car, if you're parked there, so your car might have a din of a bark, right? And if I run into you, so I'm Chayiv, I'll take the extreme. It's Echo B'Shus, Vecha Shalai B'Shus. The Shalai B'Shus is stationary. And I run into the Shalai B'Shus. I'm going to be potter on the Shalai B'Shus because I'm their B'Shus. Now, normally in the Sif Vav state, that the Shalai B'Shus should be chayiv for the B'Shus. Because who's that? The Shalai B'Shus is chayiv. But that's if he does it himself. If he's there, he's chayiv for me. But if his mominet does it, his parked car does it, that could be a whole different thing. His parked car might have a din of bar. And when you have a dinner bar, the halacha is shavala adam, come over la kelim. And he'll be potter on my niske kelim. He'll be chayiv chulila if he hurt, the driver got hurt. Means if a car ran into a park car, and the park car was shalei b'shus, the shalei b'shus would be chayiv for the niske adam of the niske adam of the b'shus. But on the niske kelim of the b'shus, he can be potter outzbar, which is a whole new inyan. But getting back to here, let's go back to here. What we see in Sif Zayin is Shneim B'Shus or Shneim Shalei B'Shus has this middle dagger. The middle dagger is that for Hizik you're Chayiv, for Huzak you're going to be Potter. Now what is the case of Shneim B'Shus? So Rashi gives numerous cases. One case is B'Shus HaRabim, simple case for both the B'Shus. Another case is Chatzah HaShutfin. So we both have a right to be in the private, even if it's a private Chatzah, we both have a right to be there. The third case Rashi gives, in that case someone wrote before, is that if he gives me rishus to enter his property, he invites me, or I'm a guest, whatever, he knows I'm there, but he invites me to come, or he allows me boys to come into his property, so it's shneim rishus, then it has the same halacha, say if I'm the mazik the balabais, so say if the balabais is mazik me, we'll have this halacha, this dynamic, that if it's donai dein mazik, if I'm physically mazik yadayim him, then I'd be chayiv. But if it's huzak, if it's only Mimela that he trips over me, then he's going to be Potter. It doesn't make a difference. I always imbue Bishos, it doesn't make a difference. If I'm there Bishos, it's Shneim Bishos. It has this new halakha. All right. Let's continue. So Mechaber says, when is this case? Im lo yodu zebezeh poturim. If you lo yodu zebezeh, then by Huzak he's going to be Potter. Aval im ro'u zezeh. But in the case of Shneim Bishos, Shneim Shalei Bishos, if they saw each other, even if they were not mechavin, you're going to be chayiv. It's a major chiddush in the mechavin. We know in Sif Vav there was such a thing that if yoda makes the things change. So Zakhim Mechavin, so too in Sif Zayin, if you have shneim b'shus, where I just told you, huzak, memela is going to be potter, But if I'm Roh, if I saw you there, then I'm going to be chayev if you trip over me. And Roh Zeh, look at the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkot and Gimel, doesn't mean that each one saw each other, because they both saw each other, the Vaita, they're in the same shlab. If I saw you and you saw me, it's a Vaita on even territory. That the Dogma Revava, Nir Lefinu Saiti, Shezesh Nizek Havera Boy, the person who Yenna was Nizek in him, it means the Mazik, Roh Asa Nizek. Avala Nizek Loi Roh Oisek, but the Nizek didn't see him. If the Nizek had seen him, then Vaita would be on the same shlab and it would be part of if it was Huzak. It's only talking about where I saw you and you didn't see me, so then if I saw you, then even though you Huzak Memel on me, then you're going to be Chai. And it's a major Chiddush, this Mechava. The Goyin in Sifkot and Chav says, at the beginning of Sifkot and Chav, says, V'dvarav Tumun, this is a Lashon HaTor, V'dvarav Tumun, D'lo Nizka Chilik Zeh Kan Rak B'Shus HaMazik. This Chilik of Yada, Lo Yada, was never mentioned over here, it was only mentioned in Sifvav, but not over here. Seemingly the guy is arguing in this halacha, and the reason is, because this halacha doesn't make any sense. It needs a beer. Before we had the halacha, but echa b'shus v'echa shaloi b'shus. The balabais was b'shus, yenu was shaloi b'shus. If the balabais saw the shaloi b'shus there, so it's like that person was also there b'shus. So if he's mazik him b'yadayim, he's going to be chayim. That's all it said over there before. That was one case. It's actually two halacha. But that case was, if the balabais was mazik, the shaloi b'shus b'yadayim, he's going to be chayim. But we brought down before from a sma that even if the balabais saw the shaloi b'shus, if the shaloi b'shus was chuzak memela on the balabais, avada, in that case, the balabais would be pata, even though the balabais saw him. And Yisrael says the davar pashut, you don't even, it's not even a chiddush, it's pashut, right? If, so what, I saw him, but he was there shaloi b'shus, I should run away from him to make sure that he doesn't get kenizik. He's certainly there shaloi b'shus, he certainly has to be, make sure that he doesn't get kenizik. So avada, I'm going to be pata. The svara of Yoda help that if I'm mazik him b'yadayim, then I'll be chayv. Also, the Ramah at the end of the Mechaba of Sivav helped that it helped the Negev that if I trip over him and I get kenizik, then he's not a chayv because I should also make sure to watch for myself. It means Yoda created a darga of zehiris that I should make sure not to be mazik him and I should make sure not to be genizik by him. But I don't have to make sure that he should be genizik by me. Now, the Siv Zayin is talking about a Huzak, where Yen is tripping over me. So, what's it going to make a difference if I'm Yoda, if I saw him? Let's take the first case of Maccabi, Shneim B'Shus. We're both here B'Shus. By Shneim B'Shus, anyway I have to entertain that he's there. That's as far as Shneim B'Shus or Shneim Shalom B'Shus. As long as we're even, I have to entertain that you're there, you have to entertain that I'm there. So Shneim B'Shus, what's it going to make? Now we're both here B'Shus. Plus I saw you, then even if you trip over me, I'm Chayim. What's it going to be any better than you were already there, B'Shus? You're ready? I have to entertain that you were there because you were there, B'Shus. So what's it going to make a difference? Because I was Yod, I knew that you were there. What's that? Why does that make it better that now if you trip over me, I'm going to be chayev? You also know that I'm there, B'Shus, so you have to make sure not to trip over me. So why now that you trip over me, all of a sudden I'm going to be chayev? And Shneim Shalei B'Shus, the same thing. Even Shneim Shalei B'Shus. So you're going to say that I knew that you were there, all of a sudden I should be more careful and make sure that you don't get genizik. Well, you're there, Shalei B'Shus. You have to make sure not to be genizik yourself. And if you trip over me, why should I be a chay? Just like we saw in Sivvav, when you're there, Shalei B'Shus, and the balabais was Yoda, the halacha is that if the nizik tripped over the balabais by himself, the balabais is father, even though he's Yoda, because he was there, Shalei B'Shus, he should make sure to take care of himself. Was enough to mean over here, so why over here is it different that when the Shneim B'Shus, Shneim Shalei B'Shus, if I saw you there, all of a sudden, I'm a chay even for Huzak. If it were to talk about a Hizik, that would be very gishmak. But anyway, Hizik M'chay B'Shneim B'Shus, or Shneim Shalei B'Shus. But we're talking about Huzak. So by Huzak, why is it a Maila? Because I saw you there, all of a sudden, I'm a chay even for Huzak. It's a dover to me, and the going taka of Blight Shrei doesn't know. He has a whole gear to change. He changes the whole Lashon HaTur and the Mechava. Like our Lashon HaMechaber, Takapella, why if I know that you're there, does it change our halacha? Alright, good luck. Mitzvah next week we'll flesh it out much clearer. Today we're just to say this, we'll have many more nafkaminis called to the good luck.